Next hour on Coast to Coast, Demons. But for now, we're going to take phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs when we come back as we talk about your health, criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us this hour from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to peruse, and he did set that record, but let's set another one. So keep hitting that website and definitely download the free apps in your app store. And here's the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben, Elizabeth from Hoboken, New Jersey writes, she's got endometriosis.
Oh, my goodness.
Help me. What is that?
Oh, my goodness. That is a horrible condition. Endometriosis is when your various parts of your body get glued together. It's the endometrium is the lining of the uterus, and that's great when it's great in the uterus. But what can happen under certain conditions, which I'll tell you about here in a second, the endometrial lining can not only overgrow, but it also overgrows in weird places in your nose and in your tissues and just various parts of the body, all over the connective.
Is it a disease?
It is the body's response to toxicity, specifically estrogen. Estrogen is a really fascinating hormone. Obviously, it's a very important hormone, but it gets broken down, has to be broken down really quickly. When I was compounding, I used to compound estrogen products in the pharmacy, and you had to be so careful to the milligram. If you were off by 1 milligram, which is like a speck of a grain of salt in your cream, you could cause all kinds of problems for your patient, including migraine headaches, regular headaches, joint problems, fibromyalgia, which, by the way, fibromyalgia is another horrible condition that's related to estrogen. So what you want to do, and the treatment for endometriosis is either burning the endometrial lining. This is the medical model. They burn the endometrial lining. They call it ablation, or they'll just take the whole darn thing out. They'll take the whole uterus out. Give you a hysterectomy. You don't want either of those things to happen. Only if there's a cancer and you don't have any other options. What you want to do is you want to start working with your fats. And this is true with any estrogenic health issue, from breast cancer to fibromyalgia to endometriosis, ovarian cancer. They're all related to excess amounts of estrogen, and not just excess amounts of estrogen, but poorly detoxified estrogen. And this is very important. This is where working with the liver becomes extremely important. I was talking about the Daily Digest before we went to break. That's got one of my all-time favorite liver nutrients, something called N-acetylcysteine. So get on that liver. There's a whole liver cleanse that's in this Daily Digest product. So get on the Daily Digest and then make sure you're keeping your fats correct. Good fats, i.e. essential fatty acids, you know, you heard that term, the ultimate EFAs and EFA plus, are like a natural estrogen. Except they're like a natural non-toxic estrogen. So they help protect you against the toxic stuff, in addition to a whole bunch of other things that benefits that they have. So anybody who's considering HRT, anybody who's hormone replacement therapy, anybody who's on estrogen, get on the ultimate EFAs and use liver cleanse supplements like the True to Life Daily Digest from Longevity.
Let's go to Blair, Sedona, Arizona, our good buddy. Hi, Blair. Welcome.
Oh, George, when I was thinking of ragging on vaccinations, I hope you'll balance me out tonight.
Okay.
Pharmacist Ben, I'm sort of looking at this polarization as having more people leaving their current medical industry belief system, taking personal responsibility for health and prevention, like you're saying. And it reminds me of Ernest Holmes, the author of Science of Mind, when he said, "Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind." Well, instead of a vaccination, how about this? As you believe, so you receive the coronavirus thought form.
I'm all up, I don't disagree with anything he said, and I love Ernest Holmes, and I love Science of Mind.
Well, think about this. When you inject yourself with vaccinations, you're doing it because you're in fear of something.
Absolutely.
Especially the fear of death. But you're really injecting yourself with more fear, including the idea you should not ever die. You know, people want to live now, not in fear of diseases, and many people, I believe, are waking up to the fact that this is something that has been manufactured, what's happening right now. I'd like your comments, please.
Well, I don't want to necessarily go there because I don't know, but the first part of what you said is 100% correct, and I'm the kind of guy who's always going to be looking for a silver lining anyway. That's how I live my life, and the silver lining here is that we're now waking up to the fact that we can have sovereignty over our bodies. The medical model is not necessarily always right. just because people tell us it's so doesn't necessarily mean it's so. We can experiment and utilize information on our own. And by the way, thoughts can be viral too. So there's a thought virus as well as there's a mind virus as well as there's a physical virus.
These canceled vaccine trials are pretty scary.
Look, let me tell you something, George. Whether you like the politics or, you know, I don't want to get into the vaccine debate. I have my own opinion about it. But here's the facts. Here's the fact, not opinion. Here's the facts. You are sticking poison into your blood. Not just people think it's magic. You just put this little thing in your blood and all of a sudden I have immunity. No. There are things in that vaccine, George, that I don't even use when I'm formulating skincare products.
That's right. No,
I don't
even
want to put them in my skincare products. And you're injecting that in your blood?
Mercury and all this other junk.
Horrible oils and emulsifiers and extra poisons.
Simian monkey virus from the polio vaccine.
Whether you let, you know.
Remember that?
I do remember that. They give you things from animals, animal proteins. This is not supposed to be in the blood. In the Bible, it tells us the blood is the life. The blood is where life begins. Dirty blood is the core source of all disease. The blood is pristine. It has to be pure. Pure, George.
I mean, I got that monkey virus from the 50s when I got pelted with this vaccine. I can't walk past a banana stand at the store without grabbing a bundle. Tommy, you got a text or tweet? What do you got?
Oh my God. Yes.
That's very
interesting. Come on, Tom.
You
get
got
your
me there. I am. Jason,
it was kind of funny.
It was. Jason from West Virginia, please ask the pharmacist Ben to talk about chocolate and cocoa and their effects on the body.
Who is asking this question?
Jason from West Virginia.
Chocolate and cocoa. Okay, so chocolate is really, they call it theobroma. The active ingredient in there is one of the active ingredients called theobroma, which means food of the gods. Chocolate was used by the ancient Indians, South American Indians, to get to God. It was their psychedelic. It was a powerful, powerful psychoactive substance, relatively powerful psychoactive substance, not like our psychoactive substances today, but for an herbal, for a botanical, it had some pretty powerful psychotropic properties that they thought would take you to God, spirituality. But there's also other compounds in there, specifically something called phenylethylamine, or PEA.
What is that?
It's a love chemical. It makes you feel like you're in love. In fact, when you're in love, you secrete lots of PEA, which is why chocolate is associated with good feelings and associated with love.
Interesting.
It's PEA. By the way, you could buy PEA as a supplement if you really wanted to. But here's the thing. You don't like chocolate, or Jason doesn't like chocolate, or whoever thinks they like chocolate doesn't like chocolate. They like milk chocolate or dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same thing.
That has a lot of sugar in it.
A lot of fat and a lot of sugar. Do you ever have baking chocolate? It isn't very tasty.
Bacon chocolate? No.
No, baking. Baking.
Oh, baking.
Cocoa.
Baking. Okay.
Yeah, cocoa. You know what I'm talking about?
I've used it in some chili every once in a while.
You wouldn't eat it. You wouldn't munch on it when you were bored.
No, it's too bland.
No, it's awfully bitter. It's awful.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, it tastes awful. But when you put sugar and you put fat in the chocolate, which is salty, has minerals in it, it's irresistible, especially because of the PEA. But the chocolate and milk chocolate, the companies that make chocolate, like the Mars Company, these are some of the richest companies on the planet.
I bet.
Nestle's and Mars. Oh, my. I think Mars might be the wealthiest non
And they make a fortune this month during Halloween, don't they?
Yeah, they will. Absolutely.
Let's go to Susan in Roseville, California. Hi, Suze. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, George, and hi, Ben.
Hi.
I wanted to ask, I hear everybody talking about the nitrates in the meat. What about the meats that say no nitrates added, like nitrate-free, or they have natural occurring nitrates?
Well, those are definitely...
Is that okay?
Those are the way... That's the way to go. It depends on what they... They have to use something to preserve it, though. The nitrates are in meats to preserve them. You know, bacteria love meat. You can't really preserve meat very well unless you put those things in there. They've got to have some kind of preservative in there.
Sometimes they'll say
celery seed extract, which is...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's not necessarily, because it's a concentrate. It's a processed substance.
But celery has better than a nitrate.
But if you concentrate the seed, and you're creating a non-food substance. It's probably better than straight nitrates, but it's not great.
Look, a month from now, it's Thanksgiving. People are going to have turkey, and they put the rest of it in the refrigerator. How long does baked turkey last in a refrigerator?
A while. Well, days, 4 or 5 days, probably.
That's not a while.
Yeah, that's right. 4 or 5 days, 6 days maybe, depends. But you know what? Getting back to what Susan was saying about, I think it was Susan, was saying about the nitrosamines in meat. After you eat the meat, do vitamin C. Do the Beyond Tangy Tangerine after you eat the meat.
Really? Why?
Because the vitamin C in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the nutrients in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, deactivate nitrates.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay,
and this is
good
true,
idea.
By the way, after you smoke cigarettes, for people who are smoking. If you gargle or swish Beyond Tangy Tangerine in the mouth, you'll deactivate some of those toxins. And not only that, but after you eat nitrates or after you smoke cigarettes, you lose nutrients. So you'll be replacing those nutrients. This isn't what the thing about supplementation is. It's not a good idea to eat a lot of hot dogs or eat a lot of Snickers bars. But if you're going to do that, at least or take prescription drugs, at least balance it out with some good nutrients.
Well,
the more
exactly.
You're doing that stuff, the more you need a supplement program.
Let's go to Joe in Maryland. Joe, it's your turn.
Yeah, how you doing there, Mr. Ben? How you doing there, Mr. George?
Good, Joseph. Thank you.
Yeah, I heard your topics and things like that. I got a couple things to help out some of the folks. For people with kidneys, cilantro is the number one detoxifier of the kidneys. Aloe vera, that's a blood purifier. Now, for people who are diabetic, they should take alpha-lipoic acid, chromium picnolinate, cinnamon, gymnema, and a mulberry complex.
And bitter melon works too, doesn't it?
Bitter melon. I forgot to say that because I got to ask Ben a question. I was in a really bad accident. I'm only operating on about 70% brain power because I got bashed in the head and they said I was shaking and stuff like that and my memory's kind of gone.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
What could help me?
Lots of stuff can help you. First of all, get on the healthy brain and heart back for sure. Ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, majorly anti-inflammatory and especially good for the brain. There's two, you may have heard of DHA and EPA, really important for the brain. In fact, pregnant women would do well if they got on the ultimate EFAs with DHA and EPA for their fetuses because you build healthier brain or baby's brain and hand-eye coordination for that matter. So, yeah, essential fats for sure. And then George's favorite probably wouldn't hurt you either, real good for the brain, with George's magnesium.
I love magnesium. It's good for the heart, too.
Good for the heart, too. Osteomag.
Well, that's another thing to recommend for our other caller who had the heart issue.
That's right. The Osteomag. Absolutely. Magnesium. It's so important for the heart, George. They stick it right in it with a needle right in your heart in the hospital if you're having a heart attack.
Good luck, Joe. Hope everything works out. We're taking calls. And if you missed what he just said, Joe, just call 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-THINK. Radio for the last four digits, and they're there waiting to give you some information, and they're there tonight, they're there tomorrow, they're there all the time.
They're there
Ben.
All the time. That's exactly right, George.
Good people. Let's go next to Dino in Gilroy, California. Hey, Dino, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Love your show.
Thank you,
Ben,
Dino.
I just started listening to you recently. Check this out. I've been a pretty strong, healthy guy. I'm 49. Athletic, I was, and then I got sick October of 16 with valley fever. So I got into my lungs. I was hospitalized for 7 days because they didn't know what was wrong with me.
Jeez.
Lungs failed. They didn't know if it was bacterial or viral.
Or COVID or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it was neither. This is 4 years ago. So after 5 days of isolation, they find out it was fungal. So they knew how to treat it. So ever since then, I've been taking some pretty strong medicine called posaconazole. And, the medicine's pricey. It's like $8,300 for a month supply.
God.
Okay? And insurance pays it. But I just got off the metformin because I've been pre-diabetic for 7 years. I stopped taking it finally because now I got peripheral neuropathy in my hand, in my feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Hands. And it's like, what the hell's wrong with me? I've been pretty strong and healthy all these years. So I don't take that anymore, but these pills, I take 3 pills a day. And is there any, I mean, the doctor says I need it because I have 2 small lesions on my lungs that are shrinking from the valley fever. And
you know, if you have an acute condition like that, nutrition isn't going to, it's not going to take care of the acute condition. But what you should be doing is you should be building your body. You should be making your body as inhospitable to disease as possible.
And how do you do that, Ben?
Lots of everything we're talking about. Get on the simplest way, get on the Healthy Start Pack right off the bat. Second thing you want to do is you want to eat less calories. The more calories you ingest, the less nutrients you're going to have available for fighting disease. This is a really important strategy, by the way. Calorie restriction is the only known way that has been a replicated way to increase longevity and to increase lifespan, to increase longevity. Calorie restriction means this, just what I said, is eating less calories. You know, George, we were laughing, Tom and I were laughing before we went on the show. Eating is a young man's game. Eating is for kids. Eating is not, when you get older, you don't eat a lot of calories.
You can't.
You're not supposed to.
No.
As we get older, you're not supposed to ingest calories. Unless you're out there running marathons or doing a lot of stuff, your body isn't using those calories. The more calories you use, the more calories you ingest, the more nutrients you lose. Calorie restriction is a very important strategy. That's one of the advantages, one of the neat benefits of the supplementation program, getting on the Healthy Start Pack, is you get the nutrients without the calories.
There's no better feeling, Ben, than getting on a scale and looking at your weight where it's down to where you should be.
And then the whole day you feel great. After you weigh yourself in the morning, you're where you should be. And conversely, you know, you're 20 pounds overweight, you know psychologically that's not right. You know, we compartmentalize, we put it out of our minds, but you know what? It's going to come back and get us. The things that can happen, George, when we get older, it's horrible. I see people.
So you think, though, not to interrupt you, but you think Dino should stay on his medicine, obviously,
I don't think those
lesions.
Exactly. He's in an acute state.
Which seems to be going away, he said.
Well,
they're getting smaller.
You know, hopefully that's the case and they go away. In the meantime, that's not a reason not to be on a supplement program. As I said before, and I'll say it again, the more medication you're taking, the more regular the medication you're taking, even if it's not a lot, the more you need nutrients because you're depleting your body of nutrients. So ironically, when you're on medication to save your life, you're actually shortening your lifespan if you don't replace those nutrients with a supplement program. Now, there's so many you could take, but I would start off with a Healthy Start Pack right off the bat. In fact, you know what? Why don't you give Tom, can we get his address? I'm going to send you.
No, he's gone. He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone. I know what you're going to do, though. Okay. You're very generous, my friend.
Well, you know, sometimes you hear stories, George, and, you know, it's available to me.
You know why I do this program with you or Doc Wallach? Because all I want to do is help one person.
Yeah.
I want to save one person, because if I do that, I feel like everything I've done is worthwhile.
Isn't that like your day was worth it, your life was worth it?
And nothing. Yeah. Nothing tears me up more, Ben, than getting an email from a listener's child. And or you know, however old they may be, 20, 30, 40 right. years old, and say, my mother or my dad used to listen to you every night. They passed away. That breaks me up.
Oh, wow. But doesn't it make you feel, I mean, I can only imagine what it must make you feel like when you hear people say that I listen to you every night.
Oh, yeah.
You have a family. You know, it's a family.
It is. They all care about each other. Look,
yeah.
I had a group. We have a listener who was really down on luck. He got very sick. Hospital bills mounted. We did a GoFundMe campaign for him. Within hours, this audience took care of him. Within hours.
I know. It's beautiful. That's beautiful. You have a tribe, George. Yeah, it's a really beautiful thing. What you built is really a beautiful thing. And you're Papa George.
What I inherited.
I just
did a little polish to it.
Ben, you did some pretty serious stuff.
Thanks, Ben. We're going to come back with final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Jeffrey Seelman joins us. Life of an Exorcist. Need I say anything more? So make sure you're part of the program. We'll be back in a moment with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And we're back, our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He'll join us again in about 6 weeks, Doc in 3. CriticalHealthNews.com. Let's go with a flurry, folks. Everybody go to it and download the app in your app stores, but hit that website. Those numbers click, and then the folks call up Ben and said, what did you say last night? I love that, Ben, don't you?
I try to be as clear as I can, but yeah, that's, I'm glad we have them to back me up.
Let's go back to the phones. We go west of the Rockies. Matt is with us in Bellingham, Washington. Welcome. Hi, Matt. Thanks for holding.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Matt.
Great. Hi. So a couple quick questions. So when I hear Dr. Wallach on, sometimes he says that you should get gluten totally out of the house, and I live with seven people, and it's not really possible. How important is that? That's my first question. Second one is, I'm about to turn 50 next year. What's the best simplified way you could say to try to live to 100? Because there's a lot of information to try to digest from you guys. Like, what would be the best thing you would say to, you know, just simplify it all and go forward from here?
Great. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to simplify it, but I don't want you to think this is comprehensive because there's a ton you could do. But I'm definitely going to simplify it. Number one, eat less food. And one of the best ways to do that, of course, is to get on the Healthy Start Pack and a supplement program.
And eat the right food.
Yes, eat the right food. Nutrient density is what you're looking for. Supplementation is the extreme version of nutrient density. And also, don't be fooled by seemingly benign or non-nutrient vegetables. Things like celery and cucumber don't look like they have a lot of nutrition, but they actually have structured water in there that's incredibly important for longevity. So juicing is very important. Juicing and supplementing and eating less food, like you say, eating less of the wrong food. Breathing. Practice breathing techniques. Extremely important. Meditate. And even if that means just sitting still and contemplating your navel, whatever it is, but a good meditation practice is extremely powerful. And exercise. I call it the fourfold square of health, by the way. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest.
What about his gluten question?
And then as far as gluten goes, you know, Doc is, ideally you don't want to have any gluten around. But it's a matter of degree. You know, if you have seven people living in the house, it's hard to eliminate all the gluten. Are you sick? If you aren't noticing that you have things like fatigue or digestive problems or maybe even skin problems, it's possible that there's a gluten issue. But if you stop eating gluten and you're getting a little gluten dust in the house from people in the house, you know, you gotta pick your battles there. But don't eat it. If you're feeling any kind of digestive discomfort or have any kind of illness, inflammatory illness, it's best to avoid gluten. But don't be misled by just gluten. Gluten is one of a series of plant defense molecules, and it's a major one because we eat a lot of wheat in this country. But there's others. So people sometimes will eat gluten-free pizza or gluten-free bread.
Right.
You know, just because something doesn't have gluten doesn't necessarily mean it's a good food for you. It could have other things in there. But gluten, it tends to be a big problem, and Doc is 100% correct about that.
And let's make sure Matt's got all his questions. And Matt, you're all set, or do you have any more?
That was the biggest ones, nutrient density. As far as exercise, though, I guess I'll look into these bands you guys were talking about.
Yeah, the bands are great, and get a mini trampoline. They're called a rebounder. I don't know if you've ever seen these.
And get yourself this little book called The Royal Canadian Air Force Exercise Course.
Yeah.
You can get it on Amazon. I've been doing it now for about 40 years, and you do it based on your age. There's certain levels in the book that says, you know, if you're 50, you do 25 push-ups. If you're 60, no equipment needed. It's nice to have a treadmill. I find that convenient because I don't have the time to run all over city blocks or anything.
Have you ever jumped on a rebounder?
I have not.
I think so.
You know, jumping on a rebounder, by the way, is a great way to move fluid in the lymph. The lymph is your sewage system, and toxins are eliminated through the lymph. When we're sick, our lymph is clogged. Doctor will sometimes feel along your neck, feel your lymph. As soon as you feel like you're getting sick, if you jump up and down on a rebounder, you can help move toxins through the lymphatic fluids for elimination. So jumping up and down on a rebounder is also great for your heart, by the way, because the lymph and movement, accordion-like movements of the lymph help stimulate the heart.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Here again is that toll-free number to call for assistance. If you need some help like you, Mark, if you just want to call this number because you maybe didn't write everything down, call 1-855-949-7234. Tom, final text and tweet for Pharmacist Ben.
Hey, this one in from Garrett in Texas. I like carrots. Is it true they can give me something called carotenemia, and can I die from that?
Oh, you're not going to die from a carrot. I don't know if carrots ever killed anybody. But carrots were first cultivated for their medicinal properties. They're like the original botanical medicine, or vegetable medicine, I should say. They're actually
great for the eyes.
Great for the eyes, of course. They're great for the skin. They're actually one of the best sun-protecting vegetables you could eat. That beta-carotene is goes into your skin and it acts like a natural sun protectant. You know, sunscreens, sun protection is very
common. Never saw a rabbit with glasses, have you?
Never seen a rabbit with glasses, no. Rabbits love those carrots. Carrots are, not only are they highly medicinal, but they're incredibly tasty. Carrot cake. You ever have carrot cake, George?
I have.
Carrots are one of the sweetest of all the vegetables.
I have lately found myself into carrots a lot, dipping a little bit into ranch dressing. It's fantastic.
And they're filling, and they're satisfying, and they're crunchy.
And you don't gain any weight from them.
You don't gain any weight from them, absolutely. Yeah, carrots are amazing stuff.
Long Island, New York. Joseph's with us. Hey Joe, go ahead.
And Chairman Mao used to have everybody getting up early, exercising, and reading the Red Book. And they used to ride bicycles all over the place in China, so they were better back then.
Is the Red Book Mao's Red Book? Is that what you're talking
about? That's right. It was his book. That's right.
But I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. One would be about, you mentioned India. A lot of the drugs are manufactured there. When did that trend materialize? And then on nucleotides.
Say that. I didn't catch that. Say that.
How much of the drugs are manufactured
in India?
Oh, yeah. Making drugs is a dirty business. Making drugs is a very toxic business. It requires high pressure and serious industrial chemistry and a lot of industrial waste. So third world countries are concerned with the – I know.
No standards.
It's not a pretty process.
And they get it done cheap, and then they mark it up here.
Absolutely, 100%. So in India and China, a lot of chemicals, a lot of drugs are made over there. Absolutely.
What else you have, Joe?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about nucleotides. They're somewhat touted as a tonic for the immune system, but they were introduced via the space program, given to astronauts after they fished them out. They would help them recover from, you know, loss of muscle tone, et cetera, and they would give them nucleotides. Yeah. So I'm just wondering what your take on
that. Nucleotides are the building blocks for your genetics. You can't make DNA without nucleotides. Nucleotides are what make DNA. DNA are strings of nucleotides. So the theory is that when you eat the nucleotides, you can have more you have more raw materials for making DNA, and cells can divide. Without enough nucleotides, cells won't divide as readily. So it's important for cell division. But the best place to get your nucleotides is from vegetables. Vegetables, that's one of their claims to fame, is they're a great source of nucleotides, especially if you break them up. If you grind them up somehow, that's why juicing is so valuable. One of the reasons why juicing is so valuable. So you can release those nucleotides by a little crunching, and you don't want to cook too much. You want to eat your vegetables a little bit raw to keep those nucleotides preserved. That's the best way to get nucleotides, and those are the building blocks for your genetics.
Let's go to first-time caller Kelly in Irvine, California. Welcome to the program. Hi, Kelly.
Kelly.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
My question was, I'm dealing with severe postpartum hair loss. It started about 2 months. I'm at 5 months right now with no show slowing down, and I'm starting to get bald spots.
First baby?
No, actually second baby, but 22 years apart.
How are your, any female issues at all?
Yes, I have severe endometriosis.
There you go. Bingo. You got an estrogen problem. Make sure you're on, you have weight issues too? I don't want to be rude or anything.
Doc asks that all the time.
Until the baby, yeah.
I don't mean to be rude.
I was 135 pounds before this baby, but I have not been able to lose the baby weight.
Doc wants to know how many toes you have.
Estrogen and a thyroid issue, and it starts off with the estrogen. So you got to start working with the liver first of all. I would get the new daily digest for a liver detox, number one, and then anything you do for the liver. Cruciferous vegetables can help you. You should be enjoying broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbages. I'd be doing iodine as well. And then also the Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus. Any estrogenic issues, think EFAs.
All right, Kelly. And then write down this number, 1-855-949-7234, and ask these folks for extra assistance. We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. A couple more calls to go. The moment is almost done, but we'll see you in about 6 weeks, Ben.
I'm looking forward to it, George.
Let's go to Valerie in Woodlands, Texas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Val. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much. Love your show, and I
thank
appreciate
you.
What you're talking about tonight. I just had a question. I was just recently diagnosed with C. diff. If you know what that is, I was on antibiotics this last summer, clindamycin.
What is that? Having
it's a bacteria. It's a bacteria.
C. difficile, yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
And oh, I'm sorry. I went on antibiotics. I went on a whole round of vancomycin and then a round of Difficid, which I'm on now, almost done, and nothing's really helping so far.
Okay. Then did they get rid of the C. diff? Do you still have the C. diff?
I was just diagnosed, yeah, just a few weeks ago and went on the first round of vancomycin.
It's not dying.
Okay. Yeah, a couple things. First of all, the antibiotics are going to wreak havoc on your body. I'm not saying you don't need them, but I'm saying you got to really be careful now. Because they can't just kill C. diff. They kill everything, right? They kill everything. And we're paying the price now for that. Now, you got to do what you got to do. And I'm not a big believer in drugs for chronic illnesses, but if you have an acute condition, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to take the stuff.
You got to take the stuff, okay? That's a problem. However, what you should be doing is you want to make sure you're supporting your digestive health with anything you can do, especially the microbiome. In fact, Longevity has a product called Microbiome. You might want to look into that. Anything you can do to support gut bacteria is going to be very important. Probiotics, fermented foods, staying away from foods that destroy gut bacteria. Do you notice that you're having any digestive things going on? Well, the C. diff will cause that, too. Those were your symptoms?
Yeah,
they cause the colon to become inflamed. You're also at risk for malnourishment because you're not going to be absorbing nutrients as effectively, which is you should probably get on the Healthy Star Pack and make sure you're loading yourself with the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients because you're going to have a difficult time absorbing them, especially if you're dealing with the diarrhea.
Bob writes from Wichita. He wants to know if he should supplement his children.
Well, how old, you know.
He doesn't say.
Yeah, it depends on how old. But children, you know, they're not, we call them children, but when they're 12, their bodies are pretty, a lot of kids anyway, not everybody, but a lot of kids are already adults, basically, from a biological perspective. So, yes, they can be on a supplement program, especially nowadays, given what kids eat. You know, George, there's some horrible things that are coming up here for this generation, last few generations, really, that have been subsisting on nutrient-poor foods. And it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be a pretty picture. So, yes, kids can definitely supplement, especially if they're 11, 12, and they're big kids, and they're athletic, they're running around. They can be at risk for nutritional deficiencies that can cause problems decades down the road.
Let's go to Colorado. Michael's with us. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hey, I don't like to brag, but I've been blessed with excellent health.
Good for you. God bless you.
It's not bragging. Good for you.
I called you 6 weeks ago, and I explained that my testosterone has been low for the last few years, so I'm already starting to feel the benefits of the testosterone therapy I began last week.
Good.
But I'm 69. I study martial arts.
Nice.
I do 250 push-ups, sit-ups, and jumping jacks every day, and I bicycle an average of 100 miles a week.
Wow.
Wow.
And I just blessed with health.
Michael, you're an example of what's possible.
He's the one who's doing it right.
Yes, this is what's possible.
And I assume he eats right, too.
Probably does. This is what the human body is capable of. Michael, you're an icon. You're like an example, a paragon, a model of what's possible. So anybody out there who's listening, who's in their 60s, getting older, even in their 50s, getting older, what's possible is what Michael's saying. If Michael can do it, anybody can do it. If the body is capable of doing it, if one body is capable of doing it, anybody is capable of doing it. And that's an example of what's possible. Thank you for standing, being a stand for that.
What is an age that if you get to, you should be happy with? 80?
Doc says 120. The genetic lifespan in the Bible says, you know, in the Bible says 120. Man should be living to 120, and that's about right genetically. 120, you know?
Well, but you want to have a...
You want to have quality of life.
Quality life.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't want to... But that's what's possible. You know, they have these cultures around the world, they call them blue zones, where people live to be 100 routinely, and they're out, you know, climbing mountains and hiking when they're in their 90s. This is what's possible. We are leaving health on the table, George. That's the bottom line here. We're leaving life on the table. We're leaving quality of life on the table. But it's all available to us. We have to do a few things. Yes, you've got to supplement. You've got to breathe. You've got to meditate. You've got to be spiritual. You've got to understand mind and emotions. But there's ways to do it.
And smart ways, too. Pharmacist Ben, again, thank you for being on the program. We will talk to you in about 6 weeks as we, by that time, get close to Christmas, for crying out loud. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for help, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, demons.